I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One of the questions we were really interested in answering was, what's the difference between the diseases you might get as you get older and the aging process itself? And really, in order to do that, we did something rather simple, which was to study older people who were in good health. And so what we did was take muscle samples from them, and begun to analyse these samples, looking at 54,000 different markers in order to find the most reliable markers of what we would call healthy ageing.
What did you class as healthy ageing and the biological age? Is it something that we can control by our weight or our lifestyle, or is it something that's completely out of our control?
No, we were specifically looking for things which were not related to lifestyle, because, as you say, those are things which you can have some control over. We were looking for something that was quite reliable at just determining a healthy older person. And then the real key was to then examine that, if you like, biological signature in different tissues from the human body. And that's really when we began to observe that we could see the same biological marker of healthy aging in the human brain, skin, and in human blood studies. So at that point, we knew we had something that was a pretty universal marker of biological age. We also looked at the signature in the different regions of the human brain and noticed that the signature was very strongly regulated in the parts of the human brain, particularly the hippocampus, which is linked to dementia. By applying then the test now in the blood, we were able to distinguish between healthy match controls and people that were showing signs of cognitive dysfunction or decline in brain function.
What is the difference in the biological age between the group of people that you sampled?
The biological age score is not really measured in years, as you might appreciate. It's different from chronological age. But just to give you a feel, if we look at, again, the group of individuals who were all born approximately the same year, there we saw nearly a 400% or a fourfold range in the biological age score.
Oh, wow.
So there's a very dramatic difference between biological age and chronological age.
And this is something that's genetic, is it?
It's really not clear at the moment. We suspect it will be, or there will be a large genetic contribution. But there'll be other potential environmental factors which we haven't identified yet, and potentially longer term influences such as things that your parents or your grandparents did or were exposed to.
Does this mean that we may be able to, through routine blood tests at a given age, say 60 or 70, be able to detect that somebody is likely to develop Alzheimer's?
It depends how you define likely. Yes, there is a clear relationship between having a poorer biological age score and being in the Alzheimer's or dementia group. And in fact, if we look at people aged 40 and 50, we can already see big differences between one individual and another.
Would people actually want to know if they're going to develop Alzheimer's? If this is not something that we are able to treat yet, would you want to know?
There is evidence now that we can alter the rate of disease progression once an individual has Alzheimer's disease, recent data over the past 6 months. But I think what most people agree is that it might be better to try and prevent or at least delay it for such a long period that it no longer has such an impact on an individual. And the only way you can really do that is, we believe anyway, is by earlier intervention. If you don't identify the people first, then you can't carry out the intervention and try to prevent it.
Is this something that is applicable to any other illness or any other disease that is age-related?
Basically, every aspect of medicine and many aspects of society, age is used as a factor. So, for example, we're considering the issue of organ transplantation. We are using kidneys from older and older donors these days, but those are not quite as successful as kidneys from younger donors. And it would be rather good to test out if the biological age of the organ gives us an indication of how useful that organ might be for transplantation.